Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels like every time I look up during a break, oh, we got another coach hired in college football. Another coach is leaving in college football. The news has not stopped. And no, we're waiting on the conference championship games. And then we get that reveal one more time for the college football playoff. Welcome back. It is BetSweat's Joe O. Sammy P here with you on a Wednesday morning BetMGM Network. Now joining us, Caroline Fenton from Yahoo Sports. Check her out on Yahoo Sports Daily. I'm assuming no lack of content there, Caroline, on the show, just like us here.
I'm so tired. I am so overwhelmed in the best possible way that is like 0% of me complaining and more so just like an effect of drinking coaching news from a fire hose. And it comes from my own personal fandom. If you know, it's hard to ignore the bright golden helmet behind me. So it's me being emotionally invested into my own team's coaching search. It's every time, like you said, I open my phone, every time I open up Twitter or ESPN.com, it's this coach is going there and Colin Klein is returning to Kansas State and Kalani Sitake's going to stay at BYU and who the hell's going to coach Penn State? I don't know. That's a great question. It is the best time of year. It really is. I live for this. We all do. We love the drama. But I'm also like, hey, we have football games this weekend. Let's not forget. Like, football is still happening in college.
Is Lane going to just get every good player in that New Orleans, Louisiana region now? Is that what's going to happen going forward?
He better. That's the reason why he came to LSU, right? Or at least what he was telling us why he came to LSU was not just the pageantry and the pomp and the circumstance. It's not just 65,000 people in the stadium for the Egg Bowl, which was fewer than the capacity at Tiger Stadium when LSU was playing, you know, a 4-5 Arkansas team that didn't have a head coach. It's not just all of that. It's also, I have to think, how easy it is to recruit at LSU. You are smack dab in the middle of the most talent-saturated area, not even state, but area in South Louisiana with Lafayette and Baton Rouge, New Orleans. Like, that is like shooting fish in a barrel. So many of those kids grow up wanting to play for LSU. It doesn't matter if LSU is terrible. It doesn't matter who's coaching LSU. Those kids grow up and want to go to LSU. No longer do you have to, you know, work with Mississippi State or, you know, in Florida when you're competing with Miami and Florida State. Now South Florida, now that they've been on the national map, you don't really compete with anybody else in the state of Louisiana. So I have to think that's why he came there. So I think that locking down the state of Louisiana is and should be, not just for Lane Kiffin, but for anybody who's the head coach at LSU, is to lock down the state of Louisiana. And Lane's a great recruiter. He's been able to recruit a ton of talent to Ole Miss, but a lot of that talent came through the transfer portal. So how does Lane prioritize recruiting out of high school and keeping in-state talent in-state? That's a big question that I have.
Outside of all the drama, and there was a lot of it, and there's still more to come probably. Yeah. What I was most interested in, and I do take everything that Lane says with a huge grain of salt. Mm-hmm. He's a known liar. People have been talking about this for decades. You can go back to Al Davis when he was talking about it, but something that he was talking about at his press conference was, okay, all the offers, it's all the same. There's one thing that's different at LSU. And he wasn't kissing the ass of any president or anything about how great it is here. There's some of that. But it was about the money for the players. Oh, how far we've come. He was just straight up about that. The difference was LSU had more money for the best players out there than any other school that was talking to me. I found that to be fascinating that he would put it out there, even though we know this is the reality now. For him to put it out there at a press conference was fascinating.
It's the sign of the times. Just like a five-star quarterback flipping from Georgia to Vanderbilt. It is a different world that we're living in college sports. And it's true. The NIL money that's available to LSU was richer than it was at Ole Miss. And I think another thing that's important to point out as well is now that we're entering the clearinghouse era of NIL, you're going to have every NIL deal go through the clearinghouse and say, okay, check, yes, it's kosher. That is a true, legitimate, you know, quid pro quo NIL deal. And of course you have, you know, rev share as well, but with the clearinghouse, LSU has such a strong social brand. Look at Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn was a kind of middle of the road gymnast on that LSU team who is now a multi-millionaire because of the brand she was able to build at LSU. I look at Angel Reese, both of them. They were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They were the focus of an Amazon docuseries about NIL. You look at, like, if you watch a game on Sundays, you're going to watch not just any other old LSU player. Like, you're going to watch an LSU player that is a household name in the National Football League, whether it's Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Derek Stingley Jr. I mean, there is so much talent just in the NFL alone. And you look at the big, broad landscape of sports as a whole, it's hard to argue that there's a bigger social media brand that you can build upon than LSU has. And I think that's a big feather in LSU's cap that, frankly, there's not a knock on Ole Miss, but Ole Miss doesn't have that same kind of brand weight that, let's say, the Texases, the Alabamas, the LSUs have.
As for the games on Saturday, the two big ones we know, Big Ten, SEC, Ohio State's a 4.5-point favorite on Indiana. Georgia, 2.5-point favorite on Alabama. Where do you want to start?
We can start in the SEC championship game. That's where I'll be this weekend, heading to Atlanta tomorrow afternoon. And I know that history is not on Georgia's side. Kirby Smart is 1-7 against Alabama, which is made even more wild when you look at the fact that he is 115-13 against everybody else. There is this kind of like Alabama bugaboo that's been hanging over Kirby Smart and this Georgia program, but I'm still going to take Georgia to win, and I'm still going to take Georgia to cover the 2.5. I might be wrong on that, but if I'm wrong betting on Kirby Smart, so be it, because I've been wrong so many times betting against Kirby Smart. And I think this game feels wildly different this go around than it did maybe earlier in the season. It felt like Georgia and Gunnar Stockton primarily were still kind of figuring things out early in the season. Remember, it went to overtime against Tennessee. They were down 21-7 at halftime or near halftime. They were just kind of barely skating by and barely winning games early in the season. Gunnar Stockton has gotten significantly better week over week. It feels like he has a really good grasp of what he wants to do in this offense and what's asked of him. And then add on top of the fact that he has just incredible high football IQ and he has just kind of like football guy mentality. I think that Georgia's pass rush is going to be stifling. I think the defense has gotten better week over week. And we've seen Alabama maybe take a couple of steps back. Like I heard Hunter Yurecek on the College Football Playoff reveal show last night that, hey, they were up 21 points on Auburn. Yeah, they were also tied with Auburn, a team that's not even making a bowl game and moved on from their coach midway through the season. So I think that Georgia right now is the hotter team. I think that Georgia right now is the team that's gotten better week over week. And just frankly, the team that I trust more and the coach that I trust more. But I think either way, there's been a lot of discussion about a 3-loss, 10-3 Alabama team getting in. We saw the College Football Playoff Committee last night tell you that even a 10-3 Alabama team with a loss in the SEC championship game is still going to get in. And whoever wins that game, I think will have a first round bye.
with Caroline Fenton of Yahoo Sports. The ACC praying that Virginia wins this game against Duke. Will they?
I think so. I mean, they are. I mean, the ACC is praying for their playoff lives. I look at the JMUs out there that are probably cheering for Duke louder than any other Duke fan ever has in their history. But I feel like Virginia has quietly been a really solid football team, really, for the entirety of this season. I think, though, it is criminal that Miami is not in this game. I think it is such a clear and obvious flaw in the college football playoff system that we have a four-loss Duke team that has a path to competing for a championship. That is such a disservice to the Vanderbilts of the world, to the Miamis of the world, to the Texases of the world that are on the outside looking in and probably don't have a path to breaking into that top 12. So I do think Virginia will be able to get it done. I really do. But this whole ACC championship game as a whole, frankly, just makes me so frustrated for the current system that we're in. In no world should Miami be left out of a conference championship game over a four-loss Duke team.
Five losses. 7-5.
Five loss. Thank you. I was giving them more credit than they deserved.
Yes.
I know. I was like,
crazy.
I want to kind of accentuate her point.
Yes.
Five loss Duke team.
It's ridiculous. Crazy. Most teams fire their head coaches when they go 7-5. Dukes go into the conference championship game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So you brought up Miami. The pitchforks are out on both sides, Miami, Notre Dame. If you're on the committee and you have to pick one or the other, I have no idea what you're going to say, but I'm curious. Who do you take of the two?
Yeah, I mean, the committee has said that this is one of the most hotly, Notre Dame, Alabama, Notre Dame, Miami, one of the most hotly contested two teams in this college football playoff race. And I understand why. Notre Dame looks like the better team right now. Notre Dame has gotten better week over week. Miami's regressed a little bit. But Notre Dame was number 10 in the playoff rankings last night. Miami was number 12. And they're discussing and debating it a lot. If it's that close, wouldn't it be great if we had a head-to-head result to maybe like help us out a little bit here? Oh, wait, we do. We do have a head-to-head result. Miami beat Notre Dame point blank period. And yes, it was a long time ago. Yes, it was the beginning of the season. Yes, Notre Dame does look like a much improved and much better team than they did at the beginning of the season, but it still happened. Now, Miami, don't lose to Louisville at home. If you don't want your resume to be picked apart and put under a microscope, don't lose games that you have no business losing. But still, I think head-to-head should matter. I think scheduling these tough non-conference, you know, Power Four games should matter as well. But I think head-to-head should matter. And if it's that close, if the data points are so close and the resumes are so reminiscent of one another that we can debate it this much, then head-to-head has to be the tiebreaker.
I'm really concerned that a lot of schools are going to do what's already happening in the SEC, and I understand it. If I'm Texas, I'm not scheduling Ohio State again, so I'm out. Like, you could point to the losses.
They're out
like
because
Florida.
They lost to Florida.
I know, but okay. What if they have two losses? Are they in? In
yes.
The SEC? I think they're in.
I think they're in because they have that win over A&M, and that's a better win than any other team on the bubble has. But don't lose. They don't have two losses. You know, we can play the what if game all day long, but they did lose to a Florida team that fired their coach. That's a bad loss. I don't think they're going to be, they're being penalized for losing to Ohio State, just like I don't think Notre Dame is being overly penalized for losing to Miami. In fact, I think that's actually a positive thing on Notre Dame's resume, is that they're getting incentivized for scheduling those difficult, I mean, non-conference, obviously every game is non-conference for Notre Dame, but those difficult Power Four games. I think Texas is where they are in the rankings because they went on the road to Ohio State in a very narrow loss. I think they'd be much further down the line if they didn't have that. And let's say they, you know, they were a three-loss team with a win over, you know, Buttcrack State University.
Ah, Buttcrack State, my favorite. Yeah.
G5 powerhouse.
Everybody wants more teams, 16 teams, 24 teams. If this was a four-team playoff, it would be so easy to just pick the top four and move on. Like, I want less. I don't want more. And maybe that's a hot take, but I don't need 24 freaking teams in the playoff, Caroline.
I don't need it. And it is funny how every time we have a new iteration of the college football postseason, we yearn for what we used to have. You know, when we had four teams, it was like, oh, the BCS was so good. BCS, let's just make computers decide. And then now that we have 12 teams, we're like, well, we could really just use four. And then inevitably, when the playoff expands to 16 and 24, and I don't know, why don't we just go ahead and expand to 68? We're all going to be looking back on the times when it really felt fair and right and justified. And everyone is going to feel wronged if they're on the outside looking in. I saw Diego Pavia pleading to Donald Trump, asking him to expand the playoff. Like, is that really where we are right now in college football? Like, if you're 14, you're going to feel wronged. In a 16-team playoff, if you're 18, you're going to feel wronged. But are all of these teams legitimate national championship contenders? Throw resume, throw deserving out the window. Are you good enough to compete for a national championship? Yes or no? Those are the teams that should be in the playoff.
But did Diego Pavia's mom do any begging to President Trump like this? Yeah.
How much pull does Theo Vaughn have in the extension of the playoff? That's the real question. Diego Pavia's mom might just be the unsung hero of college football. Who would have thought?
That's right. That's right. More drama.
Who thunk it?
Final.
So Joe froze and Sam left. So thanks for joining us, Caroline.
What a show this is.
Been great to have you, and good luck with Lane.
And awesome. Thank you
go
so
Georgia, because I've got a Georgia future. So let's go Dogs.
Well, go Dogs for that. Enjoy the championship games this weekend. Appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, Caroline. All right, we'll be back with more bets, sweats, and lightning bets after this. This has been
Paul,
great.
We have 15 seconds. Can we just talk about how stupid this show is?
Oh, this is perfect, actually. Yeah. How many? 10? 9. 8. Yeah. All right, Lightning Bets next. I'm on the Lions tomorrow. How about you, Jake? Bye.
Lions always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.